Catherine Rohr was making a lot of money in a private equity firm.
Catherine Rohr 在一家私人的投资公司赚很多的钱。
But she wasn't content with her life, so she decided to volunteer her time in a prison ministry.
但是她对自己的生活并不满意，她决定要奉献在监狱里面做事工。
And she loved it. She loved it so much that in 2004, she launched the Prison Entrepreneurship Program in Houston, Texas.
她非常热爱这个工作。但在2004年的时候，她辞去了自己的在投资公司的工作，全职的在Houston 奉献。
There, she would teach inmates basic skills needed to launch a successful business after their time in prison. And not only would she teach them those basic skills, but she would also teach them biblical principles to live by and even present the gospel message to them.
她不仅仅在休斯顿的监狱里面教那些囚犯们怎么来创业，而且呢，她还教他们一些基本的圣经的常识。
She had such a strong sense of the Lord's calling in her life that she decided to quit her job in New York City and move to Texas.
她强烈地感觉到她有神的呼召，所以呢，她就辞去了工作，要搬到休斯顿去。
So she and her husband cashed out every penny from their 401k. They packed their bags and put everything in a U-Haul truck and moved down to the south.
所以她和她的先生把所有存在 401k 退休金里的钱全部都拿了出来，就把他们所有的财产都放到了 U-Haul 的那个搬家车里面，就搬到加州那个德州去了。
Their first night in Texas, someone broke into the U-Haul truck and stole everything they had.
他们到德州以后的第一夜被那个搬家的卡车被人家偷了。他们
Why God? Why would you do this to me? Am I not doing your will? Catherine wondered.
他们失去了所有的一切。他就Catherine 就在想，为什么神，你为什么要这样做？
But Catherine shrugged it off. She worked harder and dedicated herself to the ministry.
但是她耸耸肩忘记了这些，她还是专心一意的做事工。
In fact, she spent more time in the walls of the prison than the walls of her home that eventually her husband divorced her and left her.
她在监狱里面花了太多的时间，而忽略了家庭生活，她的丈夫离开了她。
Now Catherine was just devastated. She cried and cried, and she thought maybe she wasn't meant to be in Texas. She was having second thoughts about her decision to quit her job in New York City.
Catherine 痛哭，她开始反省，她觉得可能她不应该搬到德州去。
Maybe some of you guys identify with Catherine.
可能你们中有人像 Catherine 一样。
Maybe you start doubting the will of God in your life, especially when you face difficulties.
特别是当你面临困境的时候，你会怀疑神的话。
This is especially when you're doing, or at least you feel like you're doing His will, but yet you're facing one challenge after another.
这是特别是在你感觉到你是在按着神的意愿在行，但是呢，你又面临了非常大的困境。
So what should our proper response be? What should our proper response be in the midst of such difficulties?
当我们面临这样的困境的时候，我们适当的反应应该是什么？
That's what I have to talk about for a few minutes today. And if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Genesis 26. We'll look at verses 1 to 11. Genesis 26, 1 to 11.
这就是今天下午我们要讨论的。请大家打开圣经创世纪26章1到11节。
From there, we look at three points, three simple points. I'm not a smart guy, so it's easy to remember. Doubting God, deceiving others, and declaring the truth. So that's doubting God, deceiving others, and declaring the truth.
我们这今天要来看三点首先是怀疑神，其次是欺骗别人，还有就是要宣扬真理。
Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 to 11. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and to your descendants I give you all these lands, and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and will give them all these lands. And through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my requirements, my commands, my decrees, and my laws." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Verse 7. When the men of that place asked him about his wife, he said, "She is my sister." Because he was afraid to say, "She is my wife." He thought, "The men of this place might kill me on account of Rebekah because she is beautiful." When Isaac had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked down from a window and saw Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So Abimelech summoned Isaac and said, "She is really your wife. Why did you say she is my sister?" Isaac answered him, "Because I thought I might lose my life on account of her." Then Abimelech said, "What is it that you have done to us? One of the men might well have slept with your wife, and you have brought guilt upon us." So Abimelech gave orders to all the people, "Anyone who molests this man or his wife shall surely be put to death."
创世纪26章1到11节。 在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。耶和华向以撒显现说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓，我要加增你的后裔像天上的星那样多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。以撒就住在基拉尔。那地方的人问到他的妻子，他便说，那是我的妹子。原来他怕说是我的妻子，他心里想，恐怕这地方的人为利百加的缘故杀我，因为他容貌俊美。他在那里住了许久。有一天，非利士人的王亚比米勒从窗户里往外观看，见以撒和他的妻子利百加戏玩。亚比米勒招了以撒来，对他说，她实在是你的妻子，你怎么说她是你的妹子？以撒说，我心里想，恐怕我因她而死。亚比米勒说，你向我们做的是什么事呢？民中险些有人和你的妻子同寝，把我们陷在罪里。于是亚比米勒晓谕众民说，凡沾着这个人或是他妻子的，定要把他治死。
I want you guys to picture this.
请大家想象一下。
You are Isaac, and you know of God's covenant with your father Abraham.
你是以撒，你也知道啊。神与你的父亲亚伯拉罕所立的契约。
You know it so well because your dad Abraham has been telling you about it ever since you were young.
你非常熟悉，因为你父亲从小就这么告诉你的。
He tells you how one day your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the skies.
他告诉你有一天你的后裔会像天上的繁星那么众多。
And how there will be a blessing to those who bless you and a curse to those who curse you.
万国也将因为你的后裔而蒙福所有诅咒你的也会被诅咒。
But as you look around, you're starving, your wife is starving, your two kids are crying because there's no food in the land.
但是当你观看四周的时候你在挨饿，你的妻子在挨饿，你的两个孩子也在挨饿。
There's a famine.
地上有饥荒。
What do you make of God's blessing or God's promises now?
那你在那个时候看到神的祝福吗？
How could he promise a blessed future when God cannot provide the most essential and basic of things, food on the table?
如果神不能够提供最最基本的生活的需要，那就是桌上的饮食的话，那你怎么能够看到他对你将来的应许呢？
So you tell your family, all right, pack your bags, we're going down to the land of the Philistines.
所以你就告诉你的家人说 我们还是搬到菲利士人的那个地区吧。
Maybe they have some food over there.
可能他们那边有些食物。
But as you start to settle down there, you realize that in the land of Philistines, your dad had a history with the previous king. So you're thinking maybe I should go to the land of Egypt instead.
当你在菲利士人住的地方住下来之后，你又发现了你的父亲与他们以前的国王有一些历史上的问题，所以呢，你就决定要搬到埃及去。
So in the midst of all this famine, you start doubting God's promises.
所以在那个饥荒当中，你开始疑惑神的应许。
But notice that in the midst of all these doubts, what does God do?
在这些疑惑当中，神是怎么做的？
In verses 2 to 5, it says how God revealed himself to Isaac personally, and his instructions were crystal clear.
在第二到第五节当中，神向亲自向以撒显现，而且给了他非常明确的指示。
And if you look at verse 2, he said, "Do not go down to Egypt. In fact, stay in this land a while, and I will be with you, and I will bless you."
在第二节中说，你不要下埃及去，你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你。
Notice how God didn't say he would take a difficult situation away from Isaac.
你们要注意到这里，神并没有说我会挪去你所处的困境。
Notice how God didn't say I'm going to promise you lots of food.
神也并没有说我要应许你，你会得到很多食物。
He just promised that he would be with him in the midst of this difficulty.
他只是应许说在你的困境当中，我会一直与你同在。
I think oftentimes when we experience difficulty in our lives, what do? We cry out to God and ask Him to bail us out.
当我们遇到困境的时候，我们是经常的向神呼求说，把我们救出来。
And He doesn't.
但是他并没有。
But instead, He just promises us that He will be with us in the midst of such trials and difficulties in our lives.
他只是应许我们说，在这么诸多的困境当中，他会与我们同在。
And because he is with us, he understands what we're going through.
因为他与我们同在，他理解到我们所经历的一切。
And because of that, we should have assurance that even though it seems like God is silent, he's not absent from our lives.
也因为神与我们同在，我们能够得到的保证就是说，神虽然是没有向我们说话，但是他是一直在帮助我们。
But let's move on. Notice that God also reaffirmed his covenant with Isaac.
这里神又与以撒续了约。
Well, why did he do that? I think he did this for a couple of things. First of all, I think he wanted to remind Isaac that obedience leads to blessing. Obedience leads to blessing.
为什么呢？首先，他要向以撒保证说，顺服，能够使他得祝福。
Second, I think Isaac needed to hear God's voice to be reassured that he was going to be faithful to his promises.
其次呢，以撒也需要得到神的保证，就是神的应许是信实的。
Maybe some of you guys identify with Isaac. You feel like God has called you to maybe tithe more.And when you commit to it, suddenly you face lots of financial problems.
可能你们中有些人就像以撒那样，你们觉得神呼召你们要做十一奉献或者奉献的更多，但是呢，你遇到了问题。
Maybe for some of you, you feel like God has called you to serve in this church a little more, and then maybe when you start, serving in a Bible study or helping out, people just ignore you. They don't give you any encouragements.
有时候你会觉得神呼召你要在教会里面多做事工，但是当你真的做的时候，你又碰到了许多的挫折。
For some of you, maybe you overcame a lot of challenges just to be here in America or even this Highland Park area, and now you have troubles with the rent, you have troubles financially, and you start doubting God. Maybe you're not meant to be in this area.
有些人可能是克服了种种困难来到美国，但是又为了生计觉得困难重重，这时候你又开始疑惑。
Whatever situation you might be in right now, perhaps you doubt God despite having his promise confirmed by your family, by scripture, by the Holy Spirit, and by the community around you.
不管你所处的境遇如何，你可能在疑惑神的应许。
And you begin to wonder, maybe I didn't hear the voice of God. Maybe it's just all me.
你就开始怀疑说，可能我并没有听到神的声音，可能只是我的一厢情愿。
Because otherwise, how could I be in such a desperate condition?
不然的话，我怎么会处于这么困难的境地当中？
Well, just as God reassured Isaac that he would be with him despite the challenges he was facing, we can be assured that if God made a promise, he will come to fulfill it.
就像神应许以撒他会与他同在那样，神的应许是信实的。
So don't doubt God. Don't doubt God.
所以不要怀疑神。
I remember my first week in seminary.
我还记得我到神学院的第一个星期。
Our president, Dr. Bailey, he said something, I don't remember.
我们的院长 Dr. Bailey, 他说了一些什么话，我是忘记了。
Dr. Swindoll, he's a world renowned author and pastor. He said something, I don't remember.
世界著名的Dr. Swindoll, 他说的话我也忘记了。
Dr. Tony Evans, he's also another renowned speaker from Dallas Seminary. He said something, I don't remember.
还有另外一个讲员虽然是世界著名的，他讲的话我也忘记了。
But you know who I remember? This really, really old guy who's probably over 90. And when he walks, it's like an ant moving.
但是呢，只有一个人，他是一个非常老的大概要有90多岁的，他走起路来像蚂蚁在爬。
When he reads the Bible, not only does he have really thick glasses, he also needs a magnifying glass to read scripture.
当他读圣经的时候，他并不只需要很厚的眼镜，还需要一个放大镜。
You know what he said? He said, "Do not doubt in the dark what God has revealed in the light."
他说，虽然神在光明中，神在光明中应许你的事，在黑暗当中也是信实的。
Let me say it again. Do not doubt in the dark what God has revealed in the light.
不要疑惑神在光明中应许做的应许。
Listen, if God has convicted you, made a promise to you.In the midst of difficulties, he will come to fulfill it.
在当神应许你的时候，即使在任何的困境当中，他都会保持这些应许，都是信实的。
After all, if we are trying to do the will of God, who is Satan going to go after? The carnal Christians who are going downhill anyway? Or is he going to go after those Christians who are trying to do the will of God?
当你在困境当中的时候，作为基督徒，你是不会按着神的意愿来做。
When you and I try to be obedient, Satan is going to go after us, and that's when he's going to try to make us doubt God's promises.
当你我都顺服神的话的时候，撒旦就会跟着我们，就会来做一切来反对神的事。
So in the midst of difficulties, do not doubt God.
所以在困境当中不要怀疑神。
You see, God reassures us that he'll be with us not only through the good times but also the bad times.
所以神向我们保证说无论是在好的时候还是在逆境当中，他都会与我们同在。
We need to trust him and continue to be obedient to his voice.
我们要信靠他，我们要顺服他。
Look at verse 5 again.
来看第五节。
Notice what the cause of the blessing was.
请大家注意这些祝福是因为什么？
It was Abraham obeying the voice of God.
是因为亚伯拉罕听从神的话。
I think when God brought up the Abrahamic covenant, it reminded Isaac a couple of things.
我想当神提起他与亚伯拉罕的契约的时候他也提醒了以撒。
Hey, remember your dad, Abraham? He faced much more difficulties than you have, and the only thing he clung on to was my promises, and he did that.
他提醒他，亚伯拉罕经历的困境比以撒多得多，但是他顺服了。
And secondly, hey, remember when you were born? Your dad was 100 years old. Your mom was 90. They could hardly move, but yet you were born.
另外他还提醒他、当以撒出生的时候他父亲已经100岁他的妈妈90岁了但是他还是出生了
That's physically practically impossible You don't even talk about the spark between them Are you still going to make love?
这、几乎是不可能的但是奇迹还是发生了
But yet you were born under this extraordinary circumstance
但是在这样极端的情况下你还是诞生了
If I could take care of your parents Don't you think I could take care of this little famine?
如果我能够照顾你的父母亲，你不认为我能够啊，在这个饥荒当中照顾你吗？
So in the midst of these doubts, I think God reassured Isaac to continue to trust him, just like his dad, continue to trust me.
所以在这个饥荒当中啊，在这些疑惑当中，神向以撒保证说啊，要他信靠他。就像啊，他的父亲信靠他一样。
And Isaac did, at least for a little bit.
以撒啊，这样做了啊，至少啊，做了一点。
He stayed in Gerar for a while, but his obedience was short-lived.
他在基拉尔住了一段时间，但是呢，他的顺服是啊，并不长久。
You know how oftentimes we have a spiritual high, we know a spiritual crash is right around the corner.
经常的，我们如果达到了啊、灵性高潮的时候啊、马上就会有灵性上的堕落。
And that was what happened with Isaac.
这就是啊、发生在以撒身上的。
Well, what happened? Isaac became afraid of the men of that place, and so what did he do? He did what he knows best. He lied about his wife.
以撒开始啊、觉得在那个地方住有点啊、不安全，所以呢，他就因为他的妻子就开始撒谎。
Look at what he said in verse 9. Verse 9 says,
在第九节中
after Abimelech asked her, why did you lie to me? He said, because I thought I might lose my life on account of her.
他、当、亚比米勒问他为什么要、撒谎的时候以撒就说我心里想恐怕我因他而死。
You see, I think oftentimes, instead of living by faith, we live by sight.
很多的时候，我们并不是啊、因信而活着，而是因为自己的观点。
And for Isaac, when he sees danger, his natural instinct was self-preservation.
所以当以撒碰到了危险的时候，他的本能就是他要自我保护。
Instead of trusting God, he's going to start trusting himself.
他并没有啊。来信靠神 而是信靠了他自己
Why? Because he was afraid He was in fear
因为他惧怕
And it worked Look at verse 8 It said how Isaac was able to stay in Gerar for a long time
短期来说、这还是、对他来说还是可行的因为他在那里住了很久
As Christians As ambassadors for ChristDon't we do the same? Don't we deceive others when we fear that our jobs or reputations are on the line?
作为基督徒，作为基督的使者，我们是不是有时也会这么做？如果我们觉得我们的名誉将受损。
Maybe you're trying to support your family and you have a job, but you have so much responsibilities that you're just doing your job so poorly.
可能你要担负全家人的生活，你又要应付工作，所以呢，你有太多的事情，你不能够全部的照料到，所以你的工作就做得比较差。
So you cut corners and you get audited. What do you do when you get caught?
你想走捷径，但是呢，你被抓了。
You deny, deny, deny.
你会怎么做？你就否认。
Or maybe you're a student here, and you know, like any good students, you wait till the last minute, you cram everything for your exams.
或许你是一个学生，你在最后要期末考试的时候。
But then you also realize, besides cramming for a test, you have like you know three or four papers to write. They are 30 pages long.
你突然意识到，你不但要应付考试，你还有很多论文要写。
So what do? You plagiarize someone else's work instead.
所以你会怎么做呢？可能你会剽窃别人的论文。
Or you cheat on your exam.
或者你考试时候作弊。
So my point is, when we are afraid, we do whatever we can to keep the status quo.
所以有时候当我们惧怕的时候，我们会做我们所能做的， 来保持现状。
And for Isaac and for many of us, we're very good at deceiving others.
对于以撒或者对于我们中的很多人来说，我们欺骗别人是很行的。
But here's the thing: our deception will eventually be revealed.
但是我们所有的欺骗的行为都会暴露出来。
If not in this lifetime, then the lifetime to come.
如果不是在现在的话，那也是在将来。
And for Isaac, it happened when the pagan king Abimelech, when he saw him caressing his wife, that's when he got caught.
对以撒来说，他是对一个没有信仰的国王亚比米勒，那时候他当他与妻子戏玩的时候，被亚比米勒发现了。
Look at what he says after Revelation in verse 10.What is this that you have done to us? One of the men might have well slept with your wife, and you have brought guilt upon us.
亚比米勒在十节中说：“你向我们做的是什么事呢？民中险些有人和你的妻子同情。”
You see, Isaac should have told the truth despite being afraid.
所以虽然以撒是惧怕的，但是他还是应该说真相。
In fact, a man or woman of God tells the truth.Despite living in fear.
神的儿女们是不管他们是经历什么样的惧怕，他们还是应该说真话。
They try not to hide it.
不要隐藏真相。
Despite being the fact that her husband left her, Catherine Rohr did not give her on a dream and calling from God.
尽管Catherine 的丈夫离开了她，但是呢，她还没有放弃她的梦想。她还是响应了神的呼召。
She persevered. In fact, the prison ministry that she developed became so successful that only 10% of the criminals that went through her program repeated the same behavior outside the walls of the prison.
当她还是坚持她的事工，她的事工呢是非常的有成绩。当那些囚犯们他们从监狱释放之后，他们只有10%的人重新犯罪。
The natural average is 40%, where they'll once they leave the prison walls, they'll do the same thing again and end up in prison.
全美国的统计数字是那些重新犯罪的几率是40%。
Because of her outstanding work, former President George W. Bush recognized her, and so did Texas Governor Rick Perry.
因为她杰出的工作。当时的德州的州长和当时的美国总统布什都给了他嘉奖。
In 2008, the leadership summit hosted by Bill Hybels and the Willow Creek Church, Catherine was actually one of the guest speakers.
在2008年，有一个杰出领袖的高峰会的时候，Catherine 就在那边是一个讲员。
Her story of how she fiercely pursued the will of God moved Bill Hybels so much that he was in tears most of the time.
他在那边所讲的经历使那个主持人非常的感动。那个主持人是一直含着泪在听他的讲的经历。
Not only was Bill Hybels touched, but the CEO of Best Buy was also a speaker, Brad Anderson. He was touched by her testimony that he donated a check for the ministry program.For $15,000 on the spot.
不单是那个主持人非常的受感动，而且当时 Best Buy 的 CEO 也非常的受感动，他马上捐了15,000的捐款给他的事工。
However, all the success came crumbling down. In 2009, a year after her divorce, Catherine had inappropriate relations with four of her students.
但是呢，在这个成功之后。马上，又有了她的堕落。Catherine 在离婚之后一年，2009年，被发现与四个学生有不正当的性关系。
Instead of confessing the truth, she hid her sins.
她并没有坦白她的罪，而是隐藏了她的罪。
She was afraid that the financial contribution to the program would cease, and of course, she was afraid that her image would be tarnished.
她担心她的名誉会受损，所有给她那个事工的那些捐款也会被停止。
But just like Isaac, her sins were discovered.
就像以撒那样，她的罪最终还是被发现了。
The Texas Department of Criminal Justice kicked her out of the prison system.
德州的刑事司法局把她赶出了那个监狱的系统。
Although Catherine claimed that her inappropriate conduct with her students occurred after they were released from prison, the Department of Criminal Justice still threatened to shut down the particular program.
虽然 Catherine 坚持说她与那些学生的不正当的关系是在他们从监狱释放之后才发生的，但是呢，那个司法局呢还是威胁说要把他所创立的那个施工把它关掉。
So the ministry program that she poured her time, her heart, her money, her life into, they were going to shut it down.
所以他们要关闭他的那个施工。
So devastated, she resigned, hoping that the program could survive on its own.
她是非常的失望，但是呢，她辞职了。
News of her sexual misconduct went viral. People were blogging nasty stuff about her, labeling her as a hypocrite.
她的不正当的性关系被别人传开了，大家都把她说成是一个表里不一的人。
At one time, she was the talk of the church. Now she's just the gossip of the church.
以前别人都是经常在是教会里面的话题，但是现在呢，她是教会里面被人家传谣言的话题。
At one time, she was someone that people gravitated toward in prison. Now she's someone that they repelled away.
有一段时间他是监狱里面大家都喜欢听他讲话的人，但是现在呢他们要把他赶出去了。
All this as a result of her unconfessed sins.
这一些都是因为他没有坦白他的罪。
Listen, despite our failures, the good news is this.
尽管我们有失败，但是我们能够听到的好的消息是
God is always faithful to his promises.
神对他的应许是信实的。
Look at verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
So Abimelech gave orders to all the people, anyone who molests this man or his wife shall surely be put to death.
十一节中说，于是亚比米勒晓谕众民说，凡沾着这个人或者他妻子的，定要把他治死。
Now you gotta understand that Isaac was supposed to bring the blessing to the nations. In this case, it seems like the nations are bringing a blessing to Isaac.
本来我们看到以撒是会使万国蒙福的，但是现在呢，是那些万国使以撒蒙福。
God used a pagan king to preserve his promise and his covenant.
神是用了一个不信没有信仰的一个国王来建立了他的与以撒的契约。
You see, despite Isaac's faithlessness and perhaps even our faithlessness and unfaithfulness, God is always faithful.
所以尽管我们有时缺乏信心，尽管以撒缺乏信心，但是神是信实的。
This shouldn't give us a license to sin, but it should encourage us to be more faithful to him, because he is always for us and not against us.
这个并没有说我们有权利犯罪，但是只是建立我们的信心，告诉我们说神是信实的。
So what does all this mean for us?
那这一些意味着什么呢？
I can guarantee you that in the year 2013, we'll face one problem after another, one conflict after another.
在新的一年2013年，我们会面临更多的挑战。
But what we can hold on to is the promise that God is with us.
我们可以紧紧抓住的是神给我们的应许。
In the midst of difficulties, God will be right there beside us.
在各种困境当中，神会与我们同在。
So we are not to doubt God's promises.
所以我们不应该怀疑神的应许。
We will continue to live by faith and not by sight.
我们要靠着信心而活，而不是靠着自己的观点。
And finally, we are still continuing to proclaim the truth, even if we are afraid.
尽管我们有时候惧怕，但是我们还是要宣扬真理。
If God has revealed himself to us and he has promised us, then we have nothing to be afraid of.
如果神向我们显现，神向我们做了应许， 那我们是不应该有所惧怕的。
In fact, I think oftentimes the conflict that we have in our lives allows us to have our faith strengthened.
有时候我们生活中的各样的征战，其实是能够增添我们的信心。
Isn't it true that often as we Chinese, you know, we don't want to face difficulties, right? We want to avoid it.
我们中国人的文化当中，我们不愿意面对困难，我们经常是要避免。
But imagine if you have actually experienced it and gone through the trials and difficulties in your lives, you come out stronger.
如果你真的经历了那些困境的时候，等你走出困境的时候，你是比以前更加的坚强。
And picture that with your relationship with God.
那想象一下你与神的关系。
Oftentimes we want calm in our lives. We want the honeymoon period with God to last forever.
你在平静的日子当中，你希望与神的那种蜜月般的关系一直会维持下去。
But that's not going to happen. In fact, conflict will come.
但是这不是现实。
Problems will arise.
你一定会面临困难。
But in the midst of these conflict, we need to cling on to God and continue to be faithful to Him.
在那些困境当中，你要紧紧的抓住神。
Knowing that, first of all, He is with us through these difficulties.
你要记住，神一直是与我们同在的。
And secondly, knowing that these conflicts will result in an increase of confidence in Christ.
而这些困境能够使你对基督的信心更加增强。
So when you have a mature faith and increase in confidence in Christ, it doesn't matter if you're in a calm stage or a conflict stage in your life.You always have the constant in your life, which is Christ.
当你信心增强的时候你会发现你在生活当中是更加的坚强，你与神的关系也更加的亲密。
Because you always have that kind of confidence that God will fulfill His promise.
因为你一直有这样的信心，就是神的应许是信实的。
If you Google Catherine Rohr's name today, her name still pops up.
如果你今天在网上查 Catherine 的名字的话，她的名字还是会显示出来。
After months of soul searching and self-evaluation, she actually started another prison ministry in New York City.
她的境况是在几个月的反思之后，她在纽约市又开了一家那个监狱的事工。
It's called the Five Ventures.
那是叫the Five Ventures.
And if you read her testimony, you could honestly see the hurt, the sincerity of repentance, and the desire to do God's will in her life.
如果你读她的见证的话，你可以清楚的看到她的悔恨，她的挣扎，而且她的受伤。
And for Catherine, this was prison ministry.
对于 Catherine 来说，那是在监狱的事工。
And for Catherine and for us, we know that our God is a faithful God who keeps His promises.
对 Catherine 来说，对我们来说，我们都知道神的应许是信实的。
He's a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances.
他是我们的神给我们第二次、第三次、第四次的机会。
But for Catherine, she's no longer the same person.
但是对 Catherine 来说，她已经不再是原来的 Catherine.
She will no longer try to deceive her students.
她不再会欺骗她的学生。
In fact, when she's about to teach a new batch of students, the first thing she'll say to them is,
事实上，当她接受每一批新的学员的时候，她对他们说的第一段的话是，
I'm a sinner just like you.
我和你们一样是罪人。
And all those rumors in Houston, they were true.
那在休斯顿所传的那些谣言都是真的。
And she's no longer afraid to tell the truth.
她也不再惧怕来说出真相。
May we do likewise.
那我们也是一样的。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, thank you that the year 2012 is over. And for some of us, it might be a tough one. For some of us, it might be a year of tremendous happiness and blessing. Lord, we know the year 2013 is coming. And we don't know what's in store. We don't know the unknown. But one thing for sure is that no matter if it's good or bad, may we continue to trust you, God. May we continue to know that you are with us in the midst of the good times and the bad times. So God, especially in the midst of bad times, may we continue to just rely on you, knowing that the conflict in our lives will result in the maturation of our faith. So God, remind us to do that. Remind us that your silence doesn't mean your absence, and that you are with us, no matter if there's sickness in the family, no matter if there's financial problems, no matter if there's relational problems, Lord, no matter if there's academic problems, Lord. In the midst of all these trials and difficulties, would you remind us, and may we also feel your presence, your peace, and your joy. So God, would you give us that kind of perception, that kind of foresight, and that kind of assurance as we approach this new year. Pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.